Welcome to your daily devotional, September 2nd. My sympathy is stirred. Hosea chapter 11 and verse 8. My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred. In the context of this verse, God is pleading with Israel. The nation had walked away from God, but God hadn't walked away from the nation. Maybe you've walked away from God, but God hasn't walked away from you. His unfailing love is such that he will be ready with open arms to welcome anyone who comes to him. The Lord sees your case, and he reaches out through his son Jesus, that for you it may be said, "And out of Egypt I called my son. My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred." In Hosea's day, God's people had wandered into sin, and they found themselves in some trouble. And this troubled him. Do you think that your Creator does not care about you? He most certainly does care. Of you also, he says, "My heart churns within me, my sympathy is stirred." Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Indeed, our Lord Jesus did say, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." Do you need compassion today? Do you feel damaged, dirty? Are you just plain lonely and feeling depressed by these times? Do you feel like you are hanging on by just a little thread of faith? Well, the scripture says of our Lord, "A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench." The Savior himself shall look upon you and say, "My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred."